Some of the best lessons learned in life come from our parents. Mine taught me valuable lessons as I was growing up. Frequently, those lessons had to do with serving others. I have many memories of my boyhood days. Anticipating Sunday dinner was one of them. Just as we children hovered at our so-called starvation level and sat anxiously at the table with the aroma of roast beef filling the room, Mother would say to me, "Tommy, before we eat, take this plate I prepared down the street to old Bob and hurry back." I could never understand why we couldn't first eat and later deliver his plate of food. I never questioned, but would run down to his house and then wait anxiously as Bob's aged feet brought him eventually to the door. Then I'd hand in the plate of food. He would present to me the spotlessly clean plate from the previous Sunday and then offer me 10 cents as pay for my services. My answer was always the same. "I can't accept the money." My mother would tan my hide. He would then run his wrinkled hand through my blonde hair and say, "My boy, you have a wonderful mother. Tell her thank you." I remember, too, that Sunday dinner always seemed to taste a bit better after I'd returned from my errand. My mother's father, Grandfather Thomas Condy, also taught me a powerful lesson, which involved this same old Bob who came into our lives in an interesting way. He was a widower in his 80s when the house in which he rented a room was to be demolished. I heard him tell my grandfather his plight as the three of us sat on that old front porch swing of my grandfather. With a plaintive voice, he said to Grandfather, "Mr. Condy, I don't know what to do. I have no family. I have no place to go. I have little money." I wondered how Grandfather would answer. We just kept rocking the swing. Then Grandfather reached into his pocket, took from it an old leather purse, from which, in response to my hounding, he had produced many a penny or a nickel for a special treat. This time he removed a key and handed it to old Bob. Tenderly, he said, "Bob, here's the key to that house I own next door. Take it. Move your things in. Stay as long as you like. There will be no rent to pay, and nobody will ever put you out again." Tears welled up in the eyes of old Bob, coursed down his cheeks, then disappeared in his long white beard. Grandfather's eyes were also moist. I spoke no word. But that day, my grandfather stood 10 feet tall. I was proud to bear his given name. Though I was but a boy, that lesson has had a powerful influence on my life. These are but a few of the lessons I've learned from those who've touched my life and have taught me. Again, I reiterate that we're all teachers. We should ever remember that we not only teach with words, we teach also by who we are and how we live our lives.